WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Thing that rocks.
Alrighty, good morning. Good morning. Hey.
Woo! Woo! Hey!
Hey! I don't know. 7:34 is Brock and Sutcher. This morning, let's get right to it. What makes you anxious? Instantly anxious. What a great topic for a Monday.
Right, right.
Oh, gosh.
I think it's relatable because I think a lot of people were anxious last night. What makes me anxious. Waiting for a 43-yard kick.
field goals.
And the kicker getting iced.
Oh, game-winning field goals. Ooh. Man, yeah, thank you for your team. That definitely can get you.
Yep.
That definitely can get you. 925-WIRX, 925-9479, or comment on Facebook. What instantly makes you anxious? Mine's probably pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
So you see a cop behind you. Boom.
Oh, man.
Anxious. It doesn't matter.
You could be clean as a whistle, man.
Dude, I could be leaving church if there's a cop behind me. Anxious. You just, and this is, it's nothing to do with the police.
It's funny. It's anything, like everything you've done wrong in your life goes through your brain.
Oh, my God. He knows about me stealing crayons in the fourth grade.
It's a cop behind you, not Jesus. You know?
Just relax. I don't know what it is. Even though you know you're going the speed limit, you haven't done anything wrong, as soon as you see a cop behind you, anxious, man. Instantly. And then, boop, cherries and berries. You're like, no! No!
I just think instantly I'm going to get nightsticked for some reason.
I'm going to jail.
Yeah, you always sweat a little bit, and you got that nervous tone in your voice when you're talking to a cop. Cop asks you, why are you acting nervous? Well, come on. I think you know why, because you pulled me over.
I don't want to go to jail. I won't do well.
Right.
You didn't do anything, sir. I know, but still. I'm nervous. Yeah, that instantly makes me anxious.
That's a good one.
Instantly makes me anxious. Let's see. We got some comments on Facebook. Sherry said, bills being due the day before payday. I get anxious about bills.
Mm-hmm.
I do, because you're always, oh, wait, did I pay that?
Yeah.
And a lot of people do, like, automatic bill pay. I don't like doing that, because I'm like, I want to make sure I see it and know it and do it.
I would always get, I'd always get very anxious before, like, tests in school.
Yeah.
And, you know, I knew I was going to fail it anyway, but for some reason.
No, why'd you get anxious, dummy? You're going to fail.
I know. I should have been totally relaxed.
Like, fine.
But, man.
I know where this is going.
You know, in like 2 hours, you got to take it and you got to pass.
Oh, yeah. Test. Yep, that can make changes.
Would you get anxious before like football games or like sporting events?
Yeah, always. Always.
I would, too. I'd get very anxious and I'd almost relax right before the game.
No, I was anxious up until like actually on the field, really first play. Always.
You know what?
Same with the wrestling, anything. Yeah.
I was gonna say the sport that had me the most anxious.
Yeah.
Cold sweats every time. Wrestling.
Yeah. Wrestling. Yep.
I think it's because it was an individual sport.
Yeah. Everyone's looking at you.
Yeah.
And you're wearing that tight singlet.
Don't want to fall short.
Don't want to. Got the cheerleaders looking at your butt in that tight singlet. 925-WIRX, 925-9479, or comment on Facebook. What makes you instantly anxious? Perfect topic for a Monday. Mondays make me anxious, man. All right, good morning. 7:48, Brock Hunter.
What's up? Good morning.
How you doing? Wake up, sluts!
Oh.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. What instantly makes you anxious?
I thought I went off air.
What's that?
Something that makes you anxious that makes me anxious? That's what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. Just waiting to get all the way to the top and just go screaming down.
Yeah. Over there at Cedar Point, man.
That made my arms tingle just thinking about that.
It's always like the first one of the day, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not sure how my body's going to react to this.
Yeah. Yeah, that slow climb up. And you're just thinking, like, I shouldn't. Get me off.
You know what?
Get me off this roller coaster.
You know what I love about that slow climb up is everybody talking to each other during it. Like, this is great.
Everyone's trying to keep their mind off of it.
Right. You can just tell everybody's just petrified.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
So, it was good. Nice weather we got going on here. Is that a new top? I like it. It looks good.
Shut up, Betty. I'm thinking about my my life.
I'm praying right now. All shut
right,
up.
Right.
You know what makes me instantly anxious?
What's that?
We need to talk.
Oh. Now, it's the worst is too when you get home.
Yeah. Hey, you know, when you get home.
Like, why'd you have to? I know what you're doing.
Yeah. You couldn't just say, hey, we need to talk when I get home.
Yeah.
No, let me fester on that all day.
Absolutely. Yeah. Way to ruin my day.
Yeah. We need to talk when you get home.
Yeah. Gotta have a little talk.
Damn it.
You just go through everything that you've done in the past, like, year. Could be this, could be this.
You know what instantly makes me anxious?
What?
When you look at your phone the night after drinking. Next morning, and you just see all these messages, notifications. You're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What did I do?
How about this one? This is a good one. When you check your Facebook, or you don't check it, and you got like 35, 40 notifications.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, my God. Did I accidentally upload a penis pic?
No.
Oh, God. Why do I have so many notifications?
After you're done watching an adult video.
Yeah.
And for some reason, your Facebook all of a sudden has
bing,
like a...
Bing, bing.
Oh, God. Did I accidentally share that?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Grandma's usually on at this time.
She's going to see. Grandma, no. Yeah, that instant. I'm getting anxious just thinking about it. Oh.
Or how about the anxiousness of knowing you're going to puke in the next 10 minutes?
Oh, when you feel it?
You feel it. You know it's coming. That but does. You're like, man, I'm going to hold it back. Maybe it'll go away.
Absolutely.
And you always procrastinate until it's just you got to do it. But yeah, you get the cold sweats. You get.
But then you feel better, though, afterwards.
And you feel great.
I got one for you. Sitting on the couch.
Uh-huh.
Just watching TV, minding your business.
Oh.
Who the hell is that?
The hard knock, too.
Oh. You're not expecting someone, and you hear that.
Boom.
Dude, instantly anxious.
You know who does that? The UPS guy.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. Like, am I getting arrested or getting a package?
There's nothing. Because, honestly, we don't live in a day and age where we're knocking on the doors. You know when someone's coming over now because of the text.
You know when we moved into our house?
Yeah.
It was like 3 months until somebody actually rang the doorbell. And I didn't know we had one. And dude, I shot out of my bed like, oh, the hell was that? Oh, dude, it freaked me out bad.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's the doorbell. I didn't know we had.
I think I'm having a heart attack. All right, give us a call, 925-WIRX, 925-9479, or comment on Facebook. What's instantly makes you anxious? No! Good morning. Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
What instantly makes you anxious? Is that anxious feeling that you get?
About that, when you get your bank statement back from depositing some money and you check the available balance?
No. When you log in to your account after the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Just type it in. Oh, God. Oh, God.
How many drinks did I buy? By the way, I feel I had a lot.
I had a lot, and I was swiping.
You know?
Boy, I was regular Rockefeller. Just swipe it.
Put swipe it on the card. So easy.
Makes it dangerous.
What a great way to get people to spend money.
Ugh. What do you mean? Now we got it on our watch. You don't even need to swipe.
Yeah.
Boop.
Boom, boom.
Boop. Ryan said automatic flush toilets. Just hold it. I'm not done.
Yeah.
Let's see. Dana, I like this one. Coming to a stop sign at the same time with a lot of other traffic because no one ever knows whose turn it is to go.
Yeah.
Which is the person to the right.
I'll even give it like an extra brake tap.
Yeah. Just
so they know to go.
Oh, I beat them. Good. I'm going to go. That's good. I like that.
You know?
I like it. I like when I get to the point where I'm like, you're doing that arm motion, just a vigorous go.
Or if you want to go first, you stop like 20 feet before the actual stop.
Just stop first. I just roll. I do the California stop. Let's take a phone call here. What instantly makes you anxious? WIRX, hello.
Hey, you know what instantly makes me anxious?
What's that?
I'm a grown-ass man, and I say it, clowns.
Clowns?
I hate them things.
As soon as you've seen Bobo the clown, you're like, oh, God. Oh, God.
Pretty much. I mean, come on now. They're always running around with a red nose and big feet and going up to kids. Does that not strike fear in somebody's eyes?
And ever since the movie It, I think we basically have lost any kind of trust in a clown whatsoever.
I think you're right on that one.
That's a good one. Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
That's no joke either.
Send in the clowns.
They did a whole documentary on when Stephen King's It came out.
Oh, dude.
That the clown business just went to hell.
I think we were always creeped out by him before.
Yeah. But I don't know, though. I don't think so. No, I don't think so. You know why I know that? Because Bozo the Clown had a 7-year waiting list. But if I tried to get on that, my mom tried to get us on that show.
Really?
7-year waiting list.
Wow.
Yeah, this is back in like the
90s. He was kind of creepy too.
He is a creepy looking clown.
Yeah.
You know, but not back then.
No, that's true.
It's weird. As soon as that movie came out.
That's it.
You know?
Those clowns are like, damn it. Damn you, Stephen King.
They were probably banking.
Yeah. Doing all
right.
You know,
traveling around, going party to party, drinking.
Got that little flower that squirts water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Balloon animals.
Yeah.
WIRX, hello.
When your wife only responds to you with sounds and three-letter words. Uh-huh. Yep. Okay.
As a married man, I'm getting anxious right now just thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. Thanks for the call, bud.
I just go fishing. Yeah. I don't need to get at that point. I just get out of the house.
Just get out of there. All right, brother.
All right, bye.
My buddy Mike texted me, said he gets really anxious during the national anthem before a sporting event if he's playing in it.
Really?
Yeah, you know, like, you know, the national anthem. Yeah. You sit there.
Yeah, I know the national
long,
anthem.
It's long, and you're like, man, I'm about to be on the field.
I would get anxious if I had to sing it in front of everyone.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
That'd be...
I don't know how you do karaoke and sing in front of people.
It's called booze, Hunter.
Yeah.
It's called lots of booze. Any kind of anxious feeling I had, yeah. Gone.
God.
I'm worse. Here's the thing. I can stand in front of a crowd, but I get little nervous tics every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And singing karaoke before you've had any drinks, mm-hmm. It's just the worst. It is the worst experience. It is not made for being sober.
You know what I just thought of?
What's it?
It's just... This is the most anxious I've ever been in my life, and I don't know why I didn't think of this before. And it wasn't even my material. I compilated like some material from different comedians.
Yeah.
And I did a stand-up thing in high school for the talent show. And it's like I knew it was going to be great because it's professional comedian. It's all their material. It's
good
material.
Somebody else's jokes, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. I was in high school.
No, no. I'm just going to say it. They're winners. You knew the jokes were going to be good.
You know how nervous you get? No, and it's just you and a microphone standing in front of all those people, yeah. And you got to make them laugh.
Yep.
For some reason, man, I wasn't even there.
Yeah.
I was so euphoric and just like, oh, I was shaking, sweating. I almost didn't do it. I got to the side stage. I'm like, I got one minute left, man. I almost bolted.
I'm going to throw up. I'm going to throw up.
I mean, have you ever been that nervous where it's like, dude, I might pass out?
No, I can't say that I have.
Yeah.
I've got not to that point, but I've gotten super uncomfortable before. Like not in pass out uncomfortable, like I just want this to end. I'm uncomfortable. Get me out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just stand up and leave.
Yeah. You know? All right. See you later.
Oh, I can't take it.
I'm done.